Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Donald Trump flipping off that Ford worker for calling him a pedophile protector seems to have already backfired over the course of the last 24 hours after this Ford worker was suspended, then subsequently raised almost $500,000, probably $500,000 by the time you're seeing this video, and then the United Auto Workers came out in support of him. So a bad string of events for Donald Trump, who was clearly just reactionary, defensive, and put up the middle finger because he is a pedophile protector. He absolutely is. Let me show you how much everything is backfiring on him lately, because as that happened yesterday, protests were sparking even further in Minneapolis, in New York, and other places across the country. This clip of Minneapolis protesters highlights how massive this crowd is. I'm not going to play the whole 90-second clip, but if I scroll through it just a little bit, the crowd continues and continues. This administration wants you to think every single one of these people are paid agitators, but they're not. These are concerned American citizens who are expressing their First Amendment rights. I mean, this sign says, roses are red, violets are blue, abolish ICE and fascism too. This is clearly just a concerned US citizen, not some paid agitator. But I guess when you're stuck up in this whole narcissistic air, you can never ever admit that anyone is protesting against you. Even ICE agents in Minneapolis are slipping and sliding all over. Take a look at this. We have multiple videos of exactly this. ICE agents slipping on ice over and over. Really great idea to mobilize thousands of forces right in the peak of winter as ice is growing. Not ice presence, but I mean ice on the ground. Again, the backfires keep on racking up. Donald Trump, who has been posturing towards Greenland for the past year or so, also took a meeting with them, and it didn't go his way. Denmark said there would be a fundamental disagreement. There was a fundamental disagreement with Trump over Greenland. I want to break this down and break down the $440,000, $500,000 that was raised, but make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the feed below. And let's start off here with the Denmark meeting, and then we'll go over to the pedophile protector clip. This says, a top Danish official said Wednesday that a fundamental disagreement over Greenland remains with President Donald Trump after talks in Washington with J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. Two sides, however, agreed to create a working group to discuss ways to work through differences as Trump continues to call for a U.S. takeover of Denmark's Arctic territory. Honestly, F that. I don't know why Denmark would create a working group to try to work out these differences. Hell no. Just tell Trump, we are already an ally. We are a NATO ally. You can send more U.S. troops over without them shooting people. In fact, there are already U.S. troops on the ground in Denmark, not as an invasion, but because they are an ally. Sorry, not Denmark, but Greenland. And Denmark as well. I mean, we are allies with all of these countries that we are attacking. That's what makes it so extra uniquely absurd. If you want to negotiate with Denmark, if you want to talk to Denmark about increasing troops and presence and sea presence, that's one thing. But that's not what's happening. We are seeing attacks coming from the President of the United States about annexation, or not ruling out annexation. Quote, the group, in our view, should focus on how to address the American security concerns while at the same time respecting the red lines of the Kingdom of Denmark. See, even engaging in this conversation is so dumb. This is the reason why Winston Churchill would never even engage in conversation with Hitler, because Hitler broke every treaty, used every conversation as an opportunity to trick people, and was overall a bad faith actor who would literally stab you in the back. Like, not metaphorically, like he would stab you in the back if you signed some treaty and thought that you were friends with him. Trump is trying to make the case that NATO should help the US acquire Greenland. Just some batshit stuff. I thought we were supposed to put America first. I've been to over 40 to 50 different Trump rallies, right? I've debated so many Trump supporters, and over I heard, let's put America first. Let's put America first. Here's a good question. Do you think Trump has, on his Truth Social, posted the word Greenland or healthcare more times since he was the president? How about this? Do you think he's talked more about Greenland or inflation? The inflation that has ravaged the economy for the past few years that is slowly going down, but is now so deeply embedded in the US economy that people are just struggling. To continue, Denmark has announced plans to boost the country's military presence in the Arctic and North Atlantic as Trump tries to justify his calls. Just think about this. Denmark is boosting the military's presence. Germany is sending over troops to Denmark after Trump continues to justify calls for a military U.S. takeover of the territory. Absolutely batshit stuff, and the meeting today ended up taking him farther away from what he wanted to get. This brings us on to the Ford worker. Everyone remembers the clip from 24 hours ago where a United Auto Workers worker at the Ford factory yells pedophile protector, and then Trump mouths out F you or fuck you over and over, and then flips the bird at him. Obviously, just beneath the president. This is not presidential. Imagine if Gavin Newsom did this. If Gavin Newsom flipped the bird at some MAGA person, it would probably be the most cataclysmic news cycle to ever enter right-wing media. Like, they would just be covering this relentlessly, nonstop, if Gavin Newsom flipped the bird. But in this case, they will endlessly defend it. Most Americans probably haven't even seen it. The United Auto Workers then released a statement. They said, statement on the Ford plant visit from VP Laura Dickerson. This is the United Auto Workers vice president, the Ford department director. Quote, the auto worker at the Dearborn truck plant is a proud member of a strong and fighting union, the UAW, says the VP. He believes in freedom of speech, a principle we wholeheartedly embrace, and we stand with our membership in protecting their voice on the job. Now remember, he was suspended. The man who yelled this out was suspended. Isn't this kind of sick and twisted? So the power imbalance in America works in such a way that somebody who likely relies on his daily job to support his family on a monthly basis gets suspended from his job because he yelled out something that is a political opinion. Yet the president of the United States faces no repercussions whatsoever. There's no way to suspend him. There's no way to do anything other than eventually maybe impeach. But the president of the United States faces no repercussions, barely even any backlash from his own party for flipping the bird at the same worker. That is why it says the UAW will ensure he gets all of his rights as a union member. Workers should never be subjugated to vulgar language or behavior by anyone, including the president of the United States. So that was a clever little flip, because at first you think maybe they're talking about the guy that yelled pedophile protector, but no. The president of the United States is the one who said F you and flipped the bird, which is insane. Well, guess what? Not only is this man being protected by the United Auto Workers, not only is his job being secured by them, but he's also raised over $440,000 after calling Trump a pedophile protector. Just on a broad scale, the more this administration tries to cover up, the more it backfires in their face. You see it with these ICE protests breaking out across the country after the spiking of the investigation into Renee Nicole Good's murder. You see it after this. You see it after strikes across overseas. Over and over, these cover-ups backfire. And it's kind of nice to see a GoFundMe being started for somebody who's not like a super racist person. The last political GoFundMe I remember was some white lady who called a black kid the N-word at a park, and she raised like $300,000 or something because people thought that she shouldn't have been fired or she shouldn't have gone viral for this. So it's nice to see people standing up for democracy, standing up for workers when the president won't. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.